نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 9th of Rabiul Awwal and tomorrow will be the 9th as well. You know, in Islam, the night precedes the day. So when I entered here in Tonga at Maghrib time, then it was thundering and lightning. So what must we read, my brothers, sisters, children? Whenever it starts thundering and lightning, then one surah is called Surah Ar-Ra'd, and that has to do with thunder. Chapter number 13 of the Noble Quran and verse 13. So it's easy for you to remember 13, chapter 13. And verse 13. So what does the Quran Sharif teaches us? Almighty Allah states, when the thunder lightning comes, read, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. The thunder also is praising Almighty Allah, His glory, His majesty. And the malaika and the angels, they are so overtaken with fear. Ya Allah, what is going to happen? So imagine Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, 5,374 ahadith, narrated through the different chains of transmission, says, if you read this dua, وَيُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ, then Allah will protect you from the thunder and the lightning. And if you get struck by lightning, I, Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu warda, I will pay your diya, your blood money. Imagine the iman they had in the promises of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. So you all must learn the dua. Jalla, let's read it together. I read, you read after me. Maulana Mapadia will teach you. Maulana is master in all duas and that, mashallah. So, wa yusabbihu ra'adu, bihamdihi, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِ. So whenever the lightning thunder comes, then you read that. And in Mishkat Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a very powerful, potent dua. When there's lightning, thunder and so forth, اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَقْتُلْنَا بِغَضَبِكَ. اللَّهُمَّ لَا تَقْتُلْنَا بِغَضَبِكَ. Ya Allah, do not finish us up and kill us, Ya Allah, through your wrath and anger. Allahumma la taqtulna bi ghadabik, wa la tuhlikna bi adabik, and do not decimate and annihilate us through your punishment, Ya Allah. So always we will find Quranic verses, we will find powerful sunnah du'as. Then, mashallah, whilst we were having supper there by Dr. Junaid's place, mashallah, and his mother, the youngster who read Saad is Dr. Junaid Arbi's nephew, mashallah, Saad. So he came to open the gate. So I asked him, Saad, when you starting hifz? So he said, next year. So I said, now you must read Qiraat today, you see. So we prepare you for your hifz for next year, inshallah. So make intention, all our children become hafiz, inshallah. We'll make hafiz. You like stories, eh? I left South Africa on the 12th of March, 1974. Heidelberg, small little town. So 11th of March, you must remember, was a Sunday. So whole Heidelberg, all the men came, you know. I still remember the clothes I was wearing and all. I had long, long hair, you know. So next day, Monday, I'm going. So, but I had my topi on and I had a small beard also. So then that day, instead of encouraging me, so the one Baji said, hey, they should call us Hafizab, you know. He said, Hafizab, to me jao, Pakistan, Molvi banwano. You're going to Pakistan to become a Molvi. He said, Pagarbo or Chuche. The wages is very, very little they'll give you. And this. So imagine, even there we brought the money situation and this type of things. See, imagine. So brothers, never bring that in your children's hearts and mind. Allah will give you the greatest gift, the Quran Sharif. So second lesson, then whilst we were having meals, it started raining. So I thought, but Tonga is suffering with water and mashallah, now it's raining. So in my mind, I was reading also, all of us, and especially you in Tonga, you must read abundantly istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. We all have to read, we all are sinners. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12. What Allah says, when you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, human being, read istighfar, we will read on the farsh, we will read on the land and sand, and Allah will send His mercy from the skies. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send the rain. وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ Allah will increase your wealth. وَبَنِينَ Allah will bless you with pious children. A win-win situation. Just read istighfar abundantly and sincerely. And these are the worldly benefits. What about the year after? وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا Allah will grant you the gardens of paradise, and Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with the streams and the rivulets in paradise. So imagine, keep the tongue moist. Today the world is going through punishment in most parts of the world. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not punish a people and a nation as long as they engage in istighfar. So brothers, it's a win-win situation. Leave him and her and that. We all must read istighfar. Get our families, our children, our ma'asum, small children, all to read. That attracts the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Tonight is the 9th of Rabiul Awwal. So in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Miladun Nabiyil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place, the auspicious honorable birth of the Master. One of our discourses, I will discuss that in detail. Wafatun Nabiyil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took place, the demise of the Master Alayhi Salatu Wasalam took place, we will discuss that as well in one of the later discourses. And for tonight, our lesson is Waqi'atu Rabiul Awwal. In our golden history of Islam, which incidents took place? Why must we study history, my brothers? Three reasons you must study Islamic history. Number one, when we study our past, we get motivated and inspired for the future. Second reason why you must study history, so that we do not repeat the mistakes of the past in the future. And third reason, my brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, why we must study history, our Islamic and Muslim history is unique. It's not black and white, it's black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, the ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars of Islam, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. If you go to Syria, Damascus, there is a graveyard there, cemetery there. And Maulana Padia, you should visit it if you haven't been there, because this is your field. And what is it? What is that Maqbara, the graveyard called? Maqabiru Sufiya. The graveyard of the Sufis, the Awliyaullah. Allama Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, of Tafsir Ibn Kathir is buried there. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, is buried there. And giants are buried there. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is in jail. The people, when you become famous, then you have many detractors and people who are jealous also. So they went to report to the rulers that he's saying this, so that ruler believed them and they put him in jail. After a few weeks, they came to visit him. The same people who were responsible, they came to visit him. They asked him, how's things in jail? How's things in jail in prison? See, you need to be Shaykhul Islam. What the answer he gave. He said, where you are and where I am. Batinuhu fihi rahmah wa zahiruhu min qibali al-azab. Where you are, you think I'm in azab. But where I am, Allah's mercy is enveloping me and Almighty Allah's special mercy is surrounding me. Go study Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's life in jail. He took koila, he took coal, and he was writing books in jail with that coal. That is our history. So understand, our Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, the true giants of Islam, and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. See, every day there's a martyr of Islam in different parts of the world. So let's start our journey with discussing the important events and incidents that took place in this month of Rabiul Awwal. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Thani Asnain. You know Thani Asnain? The second of the two, Surah 9 verse 40. Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu arda. They left Makkah Mukarramah and then they spent 3 nights in Ghari Thawr. Allah Jalla Wala alludes and refers to this incident. Thani Asnain, the second of the two. Is Huma fil Ghar, when they were in Ghar Thawr. Ghar, narrow cave. Kahf, broad cave, wide cave. Surah Kahf. And Ghar, narrow cave. Thani Asnaini is Huma fil Ghar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda was so concerned of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if these people just bend down, they will see us. Allah Jalla wala revealed the verse. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحَزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him, the greatest companion and student of yours, and the greatest personality to walk on this earth, after all the prophets and messengers, alayhi wa sallam, tell him, لَا تَحَزَنْ. No grief, no worry, no sadness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Inna rahmatullah, inna nasrullah, Allah's special mercy, Allah's divine help is with us. With Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Now the departure starts. Everything of Islam is documented, but who is there to read? In Tabaqat ibn Sa'd it is written that when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left there and entered Quba, remember, there were 23 stops on the journey of Hijrah. The journey started on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal. And when they entered in Quba, it was the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And brothers and sisters and esteemed listeners, if you count Ghari Thawr, and if you count Quba, the starting and ending, then it's 25 stops. So this was the journey. It's called Tariqul Hijrah. The path which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu undertook. So the Master alayhi salatu salam's Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes place in Rabiul Awwal. The Wafat Mubarak takes place in Rabiul Awwal. The demise of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hijrah of the Master took place during this month of Rabiul Awwal. Now where are our children? Where are our sons and daughters? World Cup is coming. So what they will know? Even Kala will know what is the score. Kala say, let me read namaz there quickly. So Jirak Apna, we also want to see a little bit. Yeah, what is the score? You see. So, where is our priorities? You children, you flowers, everyone learn Arabic. How much you learn Arabic? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to enter Madina Munawwara. Where is it, Saad? Where are you, Saad? What's your age? You make me letters, you forgot your age or what? What's your age? You sure? So, remember, I got him a little bit offside, so therefore he got the shock, you know. We also play soccer, so we know what is offside. So anyway, so now the children of Medina, the daughters of Medina, 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, like his size. So remember, every day they're going out, istiqbal. When is the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering? When is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu entering? They didn't know. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They just wanted to see the mount, the Mubarak countenance of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So first day they went, nothing happened. Second day they went, nothing. Lo and behold, the third day. Now it's 8th, some ulama wrote 9th. Anyway, whatever it is, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam entering, and the area is Quba, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. Now the small young daughters, that area was called Najjar. If you go to Cape Town today, you will find the Najjar family. Najjar means carpenters. So these were the daughters of the Najjar tribe. So what they did, the daughters went out. Young daughters, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So what they did was, they took the duff. You can say duff or doof. So they took the duff, the drum one side, and no jingles. Small children, and they're hitting the duff. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find there, these words what I'm going to read now. They're welcoming the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Rabiul Awwal. The daughters of Medina, the daughters of Quba. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun min jari. We are the daughters of the Najjar carpenters tribe. How excellent today, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Habiballah. You have become our neighbor. How honored they were. Today, me and you, we want to become the neighbor of Nabi alayhi salam, but we don't want to follow the sunnah of the Master alayhi salam. How will that be then? Think properly. So what did the children read? You children must learn all this. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, ya habbada Muhammadun min jari. So all this took place in the month of Rabiul Awwal. One. So what we learn from here, take lessons. Ishkun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To love Almighty Allah, unlimited. To love Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlimited. To love my wife, to love my children, for the woman to love your husband, to love our parents, siblings, all that is limited in Islam. But love for Almighty Allah, jalla wala, love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, unlimited it is. So lesson number one. Lesson number two. It is right ending of the life of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they were imposters. Mutanabbi, you say in Arabic. People who claim they are prophets and messengers. The famous one, I think you know, Musaylama al-Kazzab. So he was dispatched to hell by Wahshi radiallahu an. Wahshi, he martyred Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an in Battle of Uhud. And then he said, I committed that sin and mistake. And he was not Muslim. He embraced Islam. He became Sahabi. He said, but I must compensate for that. And then after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, remember that he killed and he dispatched Musaylim al-Kazzab, the imposter. Then he used to read poetry. قَتَلْتُ خَيْرَ الْإِنسَانِ بَرِيَا وَقَتَلْتُ شَرَّ الْإِنسَانِ بَرِيَا. I killed one of the greatest people, Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. And I killed the worst of people, Musaylim al-Kazzab, the big imposter and liar. See how they would try and make amends of their mistakes and so forth. So it is 12th Rabiul Awwal is the demise of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This incident takes place on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, and it is the 11th year of the Hijrah. A Sahabi. What is the Sahabi's name? Fairuz? Fairuz? You sleeping? So you must remember that. So Fairuz Daylami. So what was his name? Sahabi. Fairuz Daylami. So Fairuz Daylami came. Remember that. And he said, Ya Rasulallah, O Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I killed Aswad Anasi, the imposter. And what would the Master say? Qad faza Fairuz. Indeed, Fairuz is successful. He got rid of the enemy who was an imposter. How they would lie to the people. Somebody asked Musaylama, hey Musaylama, you receive wahi. You receive revelation. You say you're a prophet. He said, yes. He said, read for us what you receive. So he said, You know, all of you children also know, man, woman. Al-haqqatu mal-haqqatu wa ma adraka mal-haqqa. Al-qari'atu mal-qari'atu wa ma adraka mal-qari'a. So he said, stealing from Quran. Al-fil wal-fil wa ma adraka mal-fil. The elephant. And the elephant. What will make you understand what is the elephant? Khurtumuhu tawil. It's got a long trunk. Wazanabuhu qasir. And the tail is very short. The people looked down and they told him, Usailama, even we know you lying. So imagine. So that is how they would appreciate. You must remember the Quran and so forth. They were masters in the Arabic language, whether it is prose or poetry. So on the 9th of Rabiul Awwal, and it was the 11th year of the Hijrah, just 3 days prior to the demise of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he, this imposter Aswad Anasi, was dispatched to the hellfire. On the 10th of Rabiul Awwal, for all of us, big lesson, remember this. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's own beloved awlad, 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, Sayyida Umme Kulthum radiallahu anha, and the last one and most beloved, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. These are the 4 daughters. 3 sons, first Qasim, and radiallahu anha, he passed away in infancy. And then Abdullah, he was known as Tayyib and Tahir. So these 6 children, all from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Then a son from Maria Qibtiya. So radiallahu anha. So he is born. He is 18 months old. He's just starting to walk and talk and everything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him, embraced him, kissed him. The message came, 10th of Rabiul Awwal, 10th year after the Hijrah. You're listening carefully. 10th Rabiul Awwal, the 10th year after the Hijrah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, your beloved son, he's now very, very ill, critical. You know these doctors, what they tell us, the prognosis is very bad. So now they said, Ya Rasul, better come. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, rahmatul alameen, took his beloved son, and he was gasping for breath. It's his last moments. Wa'inahu tazrifan. And the Mubarak tears of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rolling down. Sahaba were there. They were astonished. Wa anta ya Rasulallah. Ya Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you also crying. What did the Master teach us? Our deen of Islam is for all times, all places, all occasions, all circumstances. And whether it is occasion of happiness, nikah and walima, or whether it's occasion of sadness, for example, sickness and death and, you know, janaza and so forth. So we will fulfill the rights of Allah. Simultaneously, we will fulfill the rights of creation as well. So see, oh my beloved son, Ibrahim, and he passes away, 18 months old. And in the hands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. And he cried, the Master alayhi salam, Wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son, with your separation, I'm so sad, we are sad, we are crying. I can't walk with you, I can't talk to you, but for you, my beloved son Ibrahim, wa inna laka lamustardian fil jannah. You're only 18 months old. Allah jalla wala will grant you and give you a foster mother in Jannah. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you'll find it. Then the Master alayhi salam teaching us a lesson. Oh mother, oh father, you lose your child, the apple of your eye. He's 1 year old, 2 years old. Just take the name of that son and daughter and see how the parents are crying. Wala naqul, we will not utter any words, Ya Allah, except such words that are pleasing to you. We will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But we won't complain, why my son, why my daughter? Why? No, we don't do this in Islam. I'm Muslim. I'm Muslimah. The lady will say, I'm Muslimah. We are ridha bil qada. The decree of Allah is final and we accept it and we are pleased with it. Not only acceptance, you must accept it also and be pleased with it. Our Allah will give us a better reward in the year after. That is the lesson. Imam. Maulana, how many incidents we did? You count now? You forgot, Maulana? So, look, I drink some water. Maulana say he brought some Parelo Pandi, you know. So he read something he said, plus honey also. So it's good, I have to drink it now. Brothers, Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah's greatest student is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I want to share lessons with you. Who is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwufiya bi Baghdad. He was born in the year 164 in Baghdad, Hijrah. He passes away in 241 in Baghdad. I went to his Qabr Mubarak as well. Imam Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal Shaybani Rahimahullah. That's his full name. He says we were there and we used to learn and everything. In 195 Hijrah, Imam Shafi entered Baghdad. And then I went to go sit in his lessons. And then we were learning. We learned things we never ever knew. So when they asked him, oh Imam Ahmad, tell us who's your teacher, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i. He said, al-Shafi'i ka-shamsi lid-dunya. How the sun came and illuminated the world with his light and brightness. Imam Shafi came, illuminated the world with his knowledge and so forth. See? You students, we all are students. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says for 30 years, before going to sleep, I used to raise my hands and make dua for my teacher, Imam Shafi. Today, what we do? What we do, brothers? Maulana Padia taught us, this Maulana taught us, we see him, and this Maulana will ask me questions, let me just go this way here. I'll make matakut with him. You know, in Mehmet we say, in Pekoka na matakut karna si. You understood? Okay, he will ask me this question and all this kind of thing. See? If we don't appreciate our teachers, you won't make it in life. So even if you don't agree with them, still you must go and make dua for them. Remember that. Who is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? Listen carefully. For you students, ulama who know Arabic, Manaqib Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal by Allama Ibn al-Jawzi, Rahimahullah, so thick book, I have it at home, alhamdulillah. Go read there and you will know. In Islam, Allah Jalla wa Ala let situations come. And then Allah puts people through test and trial. And if you pass the trial, then Allah will let your name shine forever and ever. So you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise, then the Khulafa'i Rashideen, then the Umayyad dynasty, and so forth and all that, then the Abbasite dynasty, and a lot of things carried on. Now this is the time Mu'tasim was the ruler. Mu'tasim was what we call a rationalist, Mu'tazilite. Everything they wanted to know logically. So this is academic discussion, so you must listen attentively. So the Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We say Al-Quranu Kalamullahi Ta'ala. The Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Imam Ahmad. The Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Ghayru Makhluk. And it was not created. It does not have a starting. It doesn't have an ending. Because Almighty Allah was, is, will always be. And when Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Allah Jalla Wala Kalamullahi Ta'ala, it doesn't have a starting and ending. So these Mu'tasim and them, the rulers, they said no. It has a starting and ending. So they were calling the ulama, what you say? So you know like what's happening in the Arab countries nowadays. You speak something, they just imprison you 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And they would whoop them. And so Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal say, do whatever you want to do. But I will speak the truth. So they called him in front of the public. What you say, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? He said, Al-Quranu Kalamullahi Ta'ala is a direct speech of Almighty Allah and Ghayru Makhluk. And it was not created because it is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. It was, it is, it will always be. So they told him, we're going to flog you. He said, do what you want. So they took him outside. The first time they flogged him and lashed him, he said, Bismillah. The second time they lashed him and whipped him, he said, Alhamdulillah. The third time they lashed him, he said, لَيْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will harm us on this earth except what Allah has decreed. While they were flogging him, his izar was about to fall. Listen, O esteemed listeners, when Allah wants to give you izzat and honor. So his izar was about to fall. He looks up to the heavens and sky, obviously in Arabic. He speaks directly to Almighty Allah, crying, weeping. Ya Allah, marry lajrak. Ya Allah, keep my izzat intact. Do not let my izar fall in front of all these masses in public, Ya Allah. Karamatan li hadal imam al-mubajjal al-imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Out of honor for this great imam, Allah Jalla wala, let his izar come back in position. We don't speak fairy tales, but this is karama of this. Then anyway, vicissitudes in life, all that, Mu'tasim is off. Then the other leaders came. Then they forgave him, like to try and bribe him up, because guilty feeling. He told them, you keep all the gold, I don't need all this. Then he told the people, Imam, we call him Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the greatest student of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. When in 199, Imam Shafi'i left Baghdad and is going to Egypt, they asked Imam Shafi'i, who must we go to? He said, go to my student, Ahmad bin Hanbal. He is afqah and he is atqah, the most pious person and the person who has the most profound knowledge. So I left him here for you. Nevertheless, this incident took place after Imam Shafi'i was gone to Egypt. So remember that what happens is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told his tormentors, Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaza, between me and you is the day when I pass away. 12 Rabi'ul Awwal. Remember the date? 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, the year 241, the son of Islam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, passes away. He told his people, watch what happens that day. We don't speak fairy tales. These are all documented. 800,000 people attended his janaza. 20,000 people on the day of his janaza embrace Islam. That is what Allah does. When you make qurbani for the sake of Allah, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la yakhafu fillahi lawmat alaim. When you're on truth, then you don't have to worry about the criticism of people. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is in Cairo, born 150 in Gaza. 204 he passes away, all Islamic dates. 54 years only he lived. He is in Cairo, in Egypt. He hears what happens to his celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, nawwarallahu marqadahu. He writes a letter. He says, Ya Ahmad, my beloved student, that kurta you wore, and they were flogging you, and they were lashing you, you send that kurta to me. He is in Baghdad. Imam Shafi's ustad is in Cairo, in Egypt. It's not today we just send a message and email to the females and what goes on today, you know better than me. And just press this button and 10,000 people, 100,000 people get the message. No. So a person took the kurta mubarak, gave it to Imam Shafi'i, and then he came back. Imam Shafi'i then wrote a letter back to his celebrated student and said, oh beloved student, you know what I did? That kurta which they used to flog you, I washed it with my own hands. And after I washed it with my own hands, then I took that water and I drank from there. Because I'm so happy that you are my celebrated student, Ahmad bin Hanbal. This is how they met Almighty Allah. On 12 Rabiul Awwal, the same tariq, the same date, the Master alayhi salatu salam intaqala ila rahmatillah. When the Master alayhi salam made parda with this world, that same day Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal leaves this world. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is telling his children, his son, his daughter, he was married for 30 years. And his wife says, what a husband he was. You see, where's that Adam bhai? Yes, Adam bhai, no? Adam bhai is counting the hours now. His beloved daughter is going to get married now Friday, inshallah. She also must be counting, mashallah, to my sister's grandson. So much Allah Ta'ala keep them happy, make them government pious children, inshallah. So anyway, the point I'm making, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was married 30 years, his wife says, not one day he shouted me and was screaming at me and all that. If somebody has to come and ask our wife, my wife, your wife, tell us your husband's geography and history, what we will say? You'll say, silent, don't speak anything, is it? We all know our own history and geography and everything. So you say, no, rather we speak of biology at this time of thing. So anyway, my brothers, so Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is excited that today my ustad is coming, Al-Imam Shafi. So everything laid out properly. So Imam Shafi ate so much that day. Normally he doesn't eat so much. So even the ustad, the youngster, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, how come my ustad is eating so much and so much? Then the room, the mehman khana, the visitors' quarters, they left, the bed was there, the lota, the water, everything was there. So now the children are asking, father, you tell us, Imam Shafi, see how much food he ate. And this type of things. You see, I don't know, he ate too much today. Maybe he was hungry. Then Fajr time he went, the daughter, son went to the room. They saw the water was just lying like that. They said, our father's teacher, which kind of teacher? He never even read the Tahajjud Salat. One, he ate up all our food. And then he never even read the Tahajjud Salat. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said, no, something must have happened. These are awliyaullah, special people. So when he was alone with his teacher, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, with Imam Shafi'i, he said, Ustaji, that I want to ask you two questions. How come you ate so much? He said, Ya Imam Ahmad, when your father passed away, then you did not take 1 cent of your father's inheritance and estate. Why you didn't take? Because one transaction he made, you said you got doubt regarding it and you got shirk regarding it, and you took your share and gave everything away. So I knew every morsel I'm consuming is not halal, it's halal and tayyiba. 100% pure and pure. When you eat halal and tayyiba, the noor will come into you. Me and you worry? We just eat anything and everything. Then we say we can't wake up for Fajr. How are you going to wake up when we just eat anything? Okay, you answered that. That's why you ate so much. But what about the water? My daughters, my sons are asking that. Now you never ate tahajjud. He said, no. That when I went to lie down, 3-4 ayats came in my mind. And while all of you were sleeping, I was making istimbat. I was making ijtihad. I was extracting masail from the fiqh and jurisprudence. I extracted over 100 masail then from these few verses of the noble Quran. And by that time there, it was tahajjud time, meaning the normal time they used to read. So whole night I didn't sleep. You made aram for yourself. You slept. I made khidmat for the ummah. I had huzu, and therefore I went for Fajr Salah. How was their days? How was their night? Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleelan nisfahu. Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of the night Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wake up ya Rasulullah wa Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the darkness of the night. Half the night, 1/3 of the night, 2/3 of the night. Cry to Allah, petition Allah in the darkness of the night. And daytime ya Rasulullah, what must you do? Inna laka fin nahari sabahan tawila. That you go and give da'wat here, da'wat there, invite this one, invite that one. So the day and night, everything is mentioned. That is how they spend. Next one. Imam Malik rahimahullah was born in the year 93 after Hijrah. Imam Malik passes away in Rabiul Awal. Some ulama say 7, some say 10th, whatever it is. Of Rabiul Awal, the year 179. Imam Malik rahimahullah. Wama adraka man Malik. Does anybody know who is Imam Malik rahimahullah? Imam Malik is Imam Shafi's teacher. Imam Bukhari's teacher, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal's teacher, Al-Imam Shafi'i. Al-Imam Shafi'i's teacher, Imam Malik rahimahullah. It's the golden chain. So Imam Malik rahimahullah is born in Medina Munawwara. He passes away in Medina Munawwara. His intense love for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Diyar-e Mustafa, the love for Medina Munawwara. Not once did he leave Medina Munawwara except for the Farz Hajj. He could have gone for Umrah, he could have traveled. He never. Only once he went for Hajj and he left the boundaries of Medina, performed the Farz Hajj and he came back. How would he walk around in Medina, brothers? He would walk around bare feet. He say he does not behove Imam Malik that I walk with shoes and sandals. Maybe the Master Habibuna, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his qadamain sharifain, that his mubarak feet and feet mubarak walked here, walked there. So how can I walk with shoes and sandals? That was the ishq, that was the adab, the love and respect they had. Imam Malik rahimahullah left a book called Mu'atta Imam Malik. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has a book, Musnad Ahmad, which we teach also, alhamdulillah. And Mu'atta Malik, he took that book of Mu'atta Malik, presented. What is the meaning of Mu'atta? He took that book and presented it to the 70 giants of Medina Munawwara, greatest muhaddisin and scholars. And he said, go through this book. Each one of them agreed, and then he presented it to the world. Allah Jalla Wala accepted it. The man passed away 179 Hijrah, and today we 1444. Every Darulum you go, you will find the book is still being taught. That you call Qabuliyat. How you get Qabuliyat? The Khalifa of that time is Khalifa Harun Rashid. Khalifa Harun Rashid comes to Imam Malik Rahimahullah and tells him, O Malik, I have my son Amin and I have my son Ma'mun. You must come to the royal palace. You must come to the royal palace and teach them. Imam Malik says this is Quran and Hadith. Quran, Hadith don't come to people. People must come to Quran, Hadith. So Harun Rashid got a shock, you know. Said, okay, they'll come to you, but you must not allow then other students, only for them. Said that also we don't accept. They want to study, they must sit here with the other students and no preferential treatment for them. Those were the ulama. They would tell the rulers the truth. If you knew the Arabic language, never mind, I'll translate it for you. When we went to Iraq, so there you go to a mazar, to the grave of the awliyaullah Bahlul. Dana-e Bahlul they call him. So one day Harun Rashid came to Dana-e Bahlul. He said, O Sini ya Bahlul. O Bahlul, give me advice. He's the Waliullah. He speaks straight. He don't worry about Harun Rashid and whoever. So he said, you want advice from me? See what you did. See what you did. See for all our tenpot dictators in the world today. He told him, Bahlul told him for Harun Rashid. Rafa'atu at-tween. You took the sand and you made it so high with all your big, big palaces and castles and everything. Wa wada'atu ad-deen. And deen you brought right down. Rafa'atu at-tween. Wa wada'atu ad-deen. Rafa'atu al-jas. You took the cement and you made big, big towers and everything. Rafa'atu al-jas. Wa wada'atu an-nas. And you took the Quranic text and the ahadith and you brought that and lowered it in the people's eyes. You made all these big, big castles of yours and palaces of yours. Harun Rashid is listening. In kana min amwalik, if it is your own personal wealth, fa anta min al mubazirin, you are squandering your wealth and you become brother of shaitan. Chapter 17, verse 27. Inna al mubazirina kanu ikhwani shayatin. You are shaitan's brother, if it's your personal wealth. Wa in kana min amwalil ghair, if it is the wealth of the public and the baytul mal, fa anta min al-zalimin, then you are a zalim and an oppressor and a dictator. Fa baka Harun. Harun starts crying. One ordinary waliullah, if you want to call him, you can't use the word ordinary. One waliullah, special friend of Almighty Allah. So people think they're ordinary. That's what I mean. So, but in the eyes of Allah, they are senior, great, great people. Study the whole Quran Sharif, you only find one place. Surah 2, verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from riba, interest, usury, viyad, sood, call whatever you want, be prepared for war against Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only place in Quran, chapter 2, verse 279. Study the entire corpus of hadith and teaching, preaching of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only one place you will find. In Bukhari Sharif, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ حَدِيثِ قُدْسِ Allah jalla wala says, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا That whosoever hates my waliullah, he has enmity against my special friends, my khasani khuda, my awliyaullah, my special servants, فَقَدْ أَعْذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ I will wage war against you. I will wage war against you. So think properly. So Harun Rashid was crying, and that finished it. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, what a genius he was. When they asked Imam Shafi'i became Hafiz at the age of 7. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, by hearted Imam Malik's work, what a Malik, which I spoke of now, at the age of 10. They asked Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, what you will say, I'll tell Allah tomorrow. He'll say, Ya Allah, I studied by Imam Malik, Ja'altuhu bayni wa bayn Allahi hujja. Ya Allah, what he said, I followed him. Followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then what Malik taught us. Huwa Najmun, he was the star. You see, Maulana spoke of Sirius FM, the radio. Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S. Quran uses the word. Rabbu shi'ra, Rabbu shi'ra. So it's a star in the sky. Allah says, the Arabs, they used to worship it sometimes, some of them. So al-malaikatu banatullah, and a lot of things they used to say. They used to say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. Some of them, they used to look at the kawakib and the stars they used to worship. So one star was shi'ra. Shi'ra in English, Sirius. So Sirius FM, that's the meaning there. So anyway, this just came in. So he said that huwa najmun, he's a star. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, every day, listen people, he was a very, very wealthy person. When he used to sit to teach hadith, the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting there. Imam Malik is teaching hadith there. Every day he would wear new kurta. Every day he would wear new kurta. People ask him, Malik, for what you have to wear? He say, ta'zeeman liman fi aid hadha al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of love and respect for the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best itar he would use and the best clothes. And then he said, well, if you want to call it second, old clothes, just wear it once, twice. Then he should give Imam Shafi and all the students like that. So much love and respect for the ahadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would cry to Almighty Allah, like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Umar. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away in Madinah Munawwara. Ya Allah, let me give me martyrdom in your path, and let me pass away here in Madinah Munawwara. When you enter Baqi, so on the right-hand side is Ahlul Bayt and Sayyidah Fatima and Abbas radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Hassan. When you move a little bit, is Azwajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Banatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable wives and daughters. You move a little bit, Imam Malik is buried there. So see how they would cry to Allah, let us pass away here in Madinah Munawwara. So learn about them. He passed away in Rabiul Awwal 9, 10, 7, in that first 10 days. So therefore different dates. 179 after Hijrah. Go read about, you must remember, we have Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we have Khulafai Rashideen. Thereafter we have the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years plus minus. Thereafter we have the Abbasid dynasty, 525 years. Thereafter that we have the Ottoman Empire. Ottoman Empire ruled Turkey. Today South Africans going to Turkey. I say, bhai, why are you going to Turkey? He said, there's a lot of Turkish delight. His delight means something else also, you know. You know our people. Youngsters going. I say, Turkey, very nice. I say, why? You don't know the answers they give. So you must remember this. So read the history of Turkey. You know Turkey's history. 640 years, remember that, was the Khilafat Usmaniya. Who were the two greatest figures in the Ottoman Empire? Who? So you must remember Suleiman al-Qanuni. Suleiman the Magnificent. I give you in three languages. Arabic, Suleiman Qanuni. English, Suleiman the Magnificent. In Urdu, Suleiman al-A'zam, they call him. In Urdu, A'zam. So anyway, we call him Suleiman Qanuni. He prepared the constitution for the Ottoman Empire. His rule, 48 years. Today, which prime minister, president, king, ruler, you get ruling 48 years? He wasn't ruling a country, brothers, sisters, he wasn't ruling a country. He was ruling the half the world, three continents he was ruling. Three quarter of Asia, half of Europe, and the whole Upper Africa, Northern Africa. All that Ottoman Empire, Muslim rule. Imagine. So he passes away, remember, on the 25th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the year, your Gregorian calendar, 1556. So go read about Suleiman Qanuni. Go read about Suleiman the Magnificent. And then see who were the Muslim rulers. What were things they did? So all these incidents took place during the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. While I'm on this topic, let me just transgress for a little while, divert away from the topic. There's another person you must read. Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani. Sultan Abdul Hamid II. He ruled for 33 years, the Ottoman Empire. Their reign was the longest. One was 48 years, that is Suleiman Qanuni and Sultan Abdullah. Just to call them Sultan. All of them Sultan, 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 ruler, king like that. So Salatin, the plural. So Sultan Abdul Hamid II, he ruled for 33 years. You see the Zionists, the Jutlas, there in Palestine, all that occupied Palestine. In those years they came to him and they told him, we want this land of Palestine. And what he told them, he said, you see this land of Palestine, it was under their control, under their authority, jurisdiction. He said, even one, this dust of Palestine, I will not give to you. And they offered him billions, not millions, billions they offered him. And he said, this doesn't belong to me, it belongs to the Ummah. He even told the Jutlas and the Zionists, Hassel and all these characters, if you know the history of Zionism, they met him. So he told them, you can come with whoever you want, you chop my body to pieces, pieces, but I'll never sell one portion, one inch of Palestine. So let's come to the last incident you must remember, and then I will bring come to the conclusion. It is the 19th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it is the year 1990. So the Zionists, the apartheid regime, you must remember, they allowed their thugs and their people to come there into Masjidul Aqsa, and a massacre took place in Aqsa, 19th Rabi'ul Awwal, 1990. So what do you know about Aqsa? What do you know about Palestine? As I speak to you today, you must remember their new year started. Rosh Hashanah, they call the Jutlas. And now Yom Kippur will come. So from last year, we in October now. This incident I told you, 19th Rabi'ul Awwal, 1990, took place on 8th October, 1990. So if you want to Google it, you can check it up in there. So anyway, my brothers, sisters, children, and listeners, you should know that from last year, September, to this year, September, we're in October now, so more than 48,000, so plus minus 50,000, so approximately 50,000 settlers, mustawtinin in Arabic we say, they entered Masjidul Aqsa, the compound. They desecrated Aqsa. They come with the police, they come with the army, everybody, everything. And then what they do, they start praying there and us and mocking the Muslims and the Palestinians. Because you must remember that if you know about Zionism, then this is what they believe and they say. That Palestine, we're going to make it Israel. So that happened in 48. Jerusalem, we're going to make it the eternal undivided capital. So that happened in 67. And if you look at the Israeli flag, so this is the flag. A white flag, a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, the Star of David in between. That blue line is not some decorations and adornment. It's a smack in the face of every true Muslim. Minal Furati ila Nil. From the Euphrates River in Iraq and to River Nile. So Iraq also is theirs. And you must remember the Shias are there. And Shia Azam was founded by a Jew. Abdullah bin Sabah is written in their own book, Rijalul Kashi. And Egypt, you must remember the ruler there, his mother was a Yehudiya, a Jewess. So you see how it suits them. So the expansion, they call it Eretz Israel, has already taken place. So now the final battle. So what is the final battle for Zionism? Now you need to go back into history, which we don't want to learn, and we don't want to take lessons. It is Mid Ramadan, Saturday. And South Africa, 15 Ramadan and 16 Ramadan in Aqsa al-Mubarak. Saturday morning, if you go from Aqsa, you travel 1 hour with the checkpoints. You come to a place called Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. So there you will find Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is buried. I read Salat Day in 89. I read Salat Day in 92. The whole masjid like this size, a little bit bigger. So, it's our masjid. 94, Saturday morning, 16 Ramadan, their date, our date was 15. I was in Newcastle. And I'll tell you why I'm mentioning that. So, what happened was, Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist, the Zionist, the harami, call whatever you want to. So, you must remember, entered the masjid. Whilst they were reading Salat, Fajr Salat, he opened his Uzi and there he shot at random, premeditated murder. 29 of them dropped there, martyred in the masjid. Till today, the street is called Shuhada Street, the street of the martyrs. The others were injured, they succumbed to the injury, and the death toll eventually approximately 70 of our brothers became shuhada and martyrs. You understood? When this happened? 16 Ramadan, Saturday, and 1994. I heard the news. It's always my habit. Wherever I'm traveling, I just switch on the radio and I just look for news. And they just said that this incident happened and I was in Newcastle town. So I rushed to the masjid in town. And then I read Zohar Salat there, and then I told the Imam I want to speak for a few minutes. And I said, this incident took place, please all of you read 2 rakat Salat. Allah Jalla Wala protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. If you've been there, you will know what I'm talking about. Last week, now, a few days ago, when they were celebrating their new year. Before I come to that, now, this happens on Saturday, Fajr time, 1994, Ramadan. Israeli-style justice. Therefore, we tell you, they're recording every lecture of mine. So therefore, we tell them, the Israelis and the Jutlas, you are an apartheid regime. You are a terrorist regime. Occupation is terrorism. See what they did after this incident. They murdered our people cold-bloodedly. Then they finished him up, Baruch Goldstein, and dispatched him to Jahannam. So what happened was, they came and partitioned our masjid. They stole half the masjid. That is their style. Where were the Arab Tanpot dictators? Not one of them said anything. Where were the Muslim countries? They don't even know about the incident. So they said, but this is very good. We stole their masjid and they didn't say anything. So now they want to pull the same stunt with Masjidul Aqsa. If you've been to Aqsa al-Mubarak, then you will know in front is the whole compound, the big walls, all that is Aqsa. The structure Aqsa is in front And at the back is Qubbatu Sakhra, the dome of the rock, the beautiful golden dome, Surah Yasin inscribed around there and so forth. Openly on their television, in their interviews, radio, press, every day. They say it openly every day. They say the Qubbatu Sakhra, dome of the rock, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They want to demolish it and abolish it, and they want to replace it with Haikale Suleimani, the temple of Solomon. So partition, front Muslims and back the Jutlas. You see the tricks they play. So this is the final. So for what they waiting? What Quran Sharif says, Maulana Bakaratun Safra. Is that? Bakaratun Safra. Yeah. So the yellow cow. So they waiting for Bakaratun Hamra. They say that one cow will become come there and it will be 100% red in color. And what will happen is that when that cow comes, then they will slaughter it, and then they will use that blood to cleanse the whole area, and then they will start the reconstruction and the construction of the Temple of Solomon and so forth. So tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, again, thousands, if they're going to get permission, but they'll get permission. If it's not thousands, then hundreds, will come again into Aqsa Mubarak because Yom Kippur and this and this and all these things here. The question I want to leave you with, my brothers, is this and sisters. When last did we shed one tear for Makkah Mukarramah, which is under threat even now? And Madinah Munawwara is all run by Jews. They got their people there. And Masjidul Aqsa, and when? Be honest about it. Did we ever cry? Did we ever think about it? So don't kill time and waste time. Allah gave us this one life. So ask ourselves, kal Allah ko kya jawab denge? 1992, 15, 16 of us ulama, we were invited. I'll finish up with this. And it was under apartheid still. So you know, 94, apartheid officially finished. So anyway, 92, we were invited there. And there was 1-2 days left for us to return. So there was a youngster, 8-9 years old, like the Saad, you know. So, Ka'aqa. So our people, if you keep the name Ka'aqa, they start laughing because there is no brains also, you know. Ka'aqa and them were great, great Sahaba, Tabi'in and Awliya and Mujahideen. So you must remember this. So I was facing him. I was facing Masjidul Aqsa and he was facing me. I was facing Aqsa and the youngster was facing me. So I told him, Ka'aqa, tomorrow or the day after we're going back to Junubi Africa, South Africa. You come, we take you with. You know, youngster, nice, handsome youngster, you know, and he's to move around with us. And so he said, sure, then in the morning we'll enroll you in the school and afternoon you go madrasa, like the system was. You know, we all went through that. So 8-9-year-old boy, what he said, listen to the answer he gave. He said, Sheikh, you telling me, I'm facing Aqsa. His back is to Aqsa. He's saying that you telling me, I must come to your Junubi Africa. If I leave here, and he turned around and pointed to Aqsa, who will look after Masjidul Aqsa? You see, brother? That is one thing the Jutlas and the enemies of Islam cannot break. The love for Aqsa, the love we have for Jihad, the love for Islam we have. So we conclude today's talk and we thank, mashallah, I see my brother Dawood Monli is here, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal is here, Hafiz Muhammad Basa, our Dr. Junaid Arbi, our Imam Zaid Maulana Basha, Maulana Badia, I see Maulana Basha, Maulana Badia, our Hafiz, remember Naushad, and all the trustees, and we thank all the radio directors, our capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and his all his brothers and family, and then our Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and our all the directors of Radio Lansar International. Tomorrow night, inshallah, we'll be here, inshallah, in Vellum. Same time, inshallah, we'll discuss another topic there. So this part is finished, the first part, the important events and incidents of the month of Rabiul Awwal. So we still got about 6-7 minutes. My farewell message to all of you, my brothers, sisters, here, children in Tongat. You saw how valuable one drop of water is. That's what lesson you learned. Isn't it so? What we took for granted. We just opened the shower, you know, and it just messes. 100 people could take a bath with that. You know, I'm adjusting the tap. Understood? So, how many taps you want to adjust? Qadr and ni'mat ba'd al-zawal. You'll only make qadr and appreciate after Allah snatches it away. Come now, read one dua with me. And we're going to conclude. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. It's authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. I'll read for you. You don't have to read now and translate. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection. Min zawali ni'matik, that you snatch your bounties away from us. South Africa, what bounties Allah gave us. But we made na shukri, we made na qadri, we were not grateful, we didn't appreciate. So Allah takes it away from us. So brothers, daily read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Thank Almighty Allah for all His ever recurring bounties, favors. I travel so many countries. I'm telling you, you won't find a country like South Africa, nor in the Arab world, nor in the Muslim world, nor in other parts of the world. So make shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all these facilities we have. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala make our khatima on iman. So we got 5 minutes, we'll make dua to Almighty Allah. Allah always send His mercy, His rain to us and the water, and never make us muhtaj of creation. Always make us muhtaj of Him alone, of Almighty Allah alone. Inshallah, my brothers are there in the studio, that here also and there. So the podcast they'll send to me, so before I sleep, we will send it out on all the groups, this lecture. So you can listen to it in your leisure time, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. And I must thank our coordinator as well, our Hafiz Hussein Wadi. So mashallah, he takes all these programs and put them. And one more time, please, I beg you, I appeal to you, O children, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, every day make special, special dua for the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Make special, special dua for Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. I was telling you, and then I went back last week in Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, where they buried Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. They partitioned it at the back. They were dancing and playing with the piano and jumping and everything, and no Muslims allowed. They take over the whole masjid. You see the desecration taking place in front of our eyes. So understand what is really happening and the real politics that's going on. You can't adopt the ostrich mentality, push everything under the carpet and everything is lungile. It's not everything lungile. It can't be business as usual. We need to wake up from our slumber. There's more to life than World Cup and this cup and Shaitan cup and all that. We have to worry and be concerned of the plight of the Ummah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us for His deen. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Let's make dua now, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi sana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. Walaka alhamdu kullu. Walaka almulku kullu. Biyadika alkhayr. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة يا الله our sister Rashida passed away 3 weeks ago يا الله grant her جنة الفردوس grant all the مرحومين جنة الفردوس grant the bereaved family صبر جميل يا الله how honorable Friday Jummah mode for her. Her husband passed away 30 years ago Friday Friday also, because I know I was here. So Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Ta'ala give us death on a Friday and take us with Iman. Tawaffana Muslimin walhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matwahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin al-muhtallin. Allah ma'alayka bil-yahud al-zalimin al-muhtallin. Allah ma'alayka bil-mushrikin al-mu'taddin fil Hind ya Rabb al-alamin. Allah ma'ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna min wa ma lam na'lam, wa na'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajilihi ma alimna min wa ma lam na'lam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.